Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 451 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from my good friend Ethan Parisou, who is very active on my Periscopes, and I'm so happy to be answering his question here today. So look forward to that. But before we get to Ethan's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an amazing, amazing company that makes it so easy for you to manage your business finances. They are serving over 3 million business owners, including myself, and make it so easy for us. They take away all the headaches and stress with organizing the finances, everything from income to expenses, and especially invoicing. If you do any invoicing for clients, or maybe you do coaching calls or things like that, it just makes it incredibly easy for you to professionally send an invoice over so you can get paid more quickly and then get back to work and do the things you need to do to help grow your business. If you want to check it out for free for 30 days, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to GetFreshBooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's GetFreshBooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Ethan.
Hey, Pat. My name's Ethan Parisou. I'm working on building a website at WhyDidn'tYouAsk.com, and the website's going to help new and aspiring entrepreneurs find those who have been around for a while, kind of like yourself, that know the ins and outs, have a lot of great advice and information out there. Help the new and aspiring ones to find people like you and the information that you've put out. What I was wanting to ask is, do you think it'd be a good idea to set up a landing page while the website's being built, drive traffic to that landing page, and then along the way while it's being built, send updates and information to those who have entered emails, and then when the website is actually ready to go live, send out kind of email to the whole list and tell them that the site is launched and have them go to it and start driving traffic to the website at that point. Love everything that you do. I've read your books, Let Go, and you know, your ebook's A Smart Way. I've been following you on Twitter and Periscope, things like that. So keep up the good work. I know you always do. Thanks.
Ethan, what's up, man? Thank you so much for the question today. And first of all, I just want to thank you publicly for all the support that you've had for me over the last number of months. I've gotten to know Ethan pretty well just simply through following him on Twitter and following him on Periscope and just seeing him in the comments and adding value to the communities and just everywhere I've been, I've seen him, and he's been great and very supportive, and I thank him for that. Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate you. And I hope this is a good example of how somebody, no matter who you are, you can become a friend to somebody, or you can get on somebody's radar by simply just being consistent with going in there and adding value. And Ethan has reached out to me. He's talked to me. He's asked questions, but he's also provided advice and honest feedback to me as well. And I appreciate him for that. And here I am giving him a shout out. And I recommend you follow him on Twitter at Ethan Parisou. That's ETHANPARISEAU. Ethan Parisou. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Now, to get to your question, should you have a landing page before you build your website? Absolutely. Yes. 100%. Yes. And especially you, because you are going out there and you're building relationships already. People are getting to know who you are. And you need a place to drive traffic to. You need a place to start to collect email addresses for people who are connecting with you at all the places you're at. And for those of you who are listening, Ethan, like I said, is doing a great job of putting himself out there, getting known in the community. A lot of people who follow me on Periscope also know who Ethan is and have followed him on Periscope as well. And, Ethan is starting to build a name for himself, which is great. I did the same thing when I started my lead exam website. I was in a forum and I was very active. I was responding to questions on certain threads where I knew the answer, providing as much value as I could. And just naturally, people wanted to know who I was and what else I had to offer. They were like, oh, who's this person coming in sharing all this great advice? I want to learn more from him. And that's how my website, one of the ways that a lot of traffic came to my website back in the day when I first started at greenexamacademy.com. Now, Ethan's doing the same thing. And so, yes, Ethan, yes, luckily you have social media platforms where people can follow you, but you want to collect people's email addresses, start to build buzz for this website that you're coming out with. I think it's a great idea. And if you had a landing page with even more information to get people more excited, by the time launch day comes around, you're not going to be like most people who launch to just their mom and their roommates. You are going to launch to hundreds of people already. And that's something I did actually myself on foodtrucker.com. So with foodtrucker.com, it was up for a couple months with a landing page simply to collect email addresses to build buzz for it. And I would reach out to people individually, talk to people, join community forums and things like that, mention what I was doing with the website and what I had to offer, actually collecting a lot of information from other food truck owners as well. And a lot of them were just naturally interested in this website that was coming out to help them. And so they signed up. And so I had about 250 people on the email list on day one of launch. And that might not sound like a lot, especially when you start to hear numbers like, oh, I have 50,000 email subscribers or 150,000 email subscribers. But 250 people, imagine a room full of 250 people. So Ethan, if you get 50 people, that's still a lot of people. And I'm sure there are 50 people in the audience who would subscribe to your list already. And that's a lot of people. Those are actual people in a room full of 50 people. That's a huge accomplishment when you're speaking in front of that many people. And when you are building a website and you have an email list, you're essentially doing that same thing. You're speaking to those people and you're building relationships with them. And when you're early on, that's your opportunity to actually reach out and collect more information from them about what you can do to better serve them down the road. So that's kind of your data mining opportunity. So not only are you there building buzz for your website, but you're actually getting information from these early adopters to what it is you're going to have to offer to get that information that you're going to then use to create more blog posts, more podcast episodes, or whatever Periscope topic you want to talk about, or what your courses might eventually be. You're actually surveying those people before you even have a website, asking them what it is they want, what are their biggest struggles, and understanding what language they use so that you can include that in your sales copy, in your headlines, in your subjects for your emails, and all those sorts of things. Super high value to have a list even before you start. That way, on day one, you're not just launching to nobody, but you have a list already. You have people who are there to share. You might want to give something back to them in return, not just providing value through your content, but maybe some sort of contest or doing something for them in return, or sharing their websites, or whatever it is that you can think of. Be creative. You can totally do that to thank them for being early adopters and making sure that they will take the action that you want them to take on day one, which is visit the site. You get that traffic, but also the opportunities to share, so on and so forth. And So Ethan, I wish you the best of luck. I'm really excited to see what you come up with. And again, everybody should follow Ethan at Ethan Pariseau, P-A-R-I-S-E-A-U. Ethan, you rock. Can't wait to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt and see a picture of you rocking it. I appreciate you. And also the support from your daughter as well. I remember she did a little craft thing for me for one of my scopes one time, which was really awesome. So thank you for what you do and being an awesome dad. And I appreciate all the support. We're going to send you that in a couple of weeks. You'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, to collect your information so that we can send that to you free of charge. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit record. Ask your question. Doesn't matter what kind of mic you have, as long as we can hear your voice, it's all we need. It's my job to sound good, your job to ask the questions. And of course, this show wouldn't exist without your questions. So thank you in advance. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for being one of the most supportive sponsors of this show, making it super easy for me to actually keep the production going and paying my wonderful team to help do this stuff for me as well. Thank you so much, FreshBooks. They're an amazing company. I highly recommend you check it out. You can go and get them for 30 days for free. You can do a free trial for 30 days for FreshBooks by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I talked a little bit about them earlier. They also have an award-winning mobile app to help you keep track of your finances on the go as well. And of course, come tax season, it's just a couple clicks of a button to print out that balance sheet and that profit and loss statement and everything you have going on that you or your CPA need to get things done the right way. So go ahead and check it out. Again, getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. And to finish off, as we always do, here's a quote today from Howard Schultz. He said, "Don't be threatened by people smarter than you." I think that's very wise. Don't be threatened by people smarter than you. Here's another quote. "If you are the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room." I don't know who said that, but I love that quote as well. Anyway, cheers, take care. Thanks again, Ethan. I appreciate everybody who listens and all of your support. If you wanted to take a moment to hook me up and head on over to iTunes, you can leave a review for Ask Pat. It helps with the rankings, helps other people know that this is a show that they should listen to as well. And again, I appreciate you and your support. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.